KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A Council Bluffs woman who admitted to police that she shoved her one-year-old child's arm into hot coffee, causing severe burns, has pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. 36-year-old Rebecca Brahear pleaded guilty Tuesday to child endangerment resulting in injury. She received credit for time already served in jail since her November arrest. Hospital medical staff had called police after the boy was brought in for treatment. Doctors say the boy suffered blistering and that his skin was sloughing off on his left hand and arm. Police say Brahear told officers the baby kept reaching for her coffee cup, so she intentionally submerged the baby's arm in the hot coffee to, quote, teach him a lesson. One person was arrested early Wednesday morning following an investigation into an alleged case of child abuse. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office's deputy responded a little after midnight to a call from a woman in Underwood who said she found bruises on her two-year-old goddaughter. Deputies subsequently arrested 25-year-old Ryan Bradley Rapier of Council Bluffs at around 3 a.m. Wednesday on a charge of child endangerment with bodily injury. Red Oak police arrested three people on separate charges Wednesday. At around 8 p.m., 23-year-old Dylan McKenzie Terry of Red Oak was arrested for OWI first offense. He was also cited for careless driving, registration violation, and failure to provide proof of insurance. Bond was set at $1,000. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in that arrest. Red Oak police arrested 47-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras for domestic abuse assault and violation of a no-contact order. She was being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center without bond on the assault charge and $300 bond for the no-contact order violation. And at around 3:15 p.m. Wednesday, Red Oak police arrested 18-year-old Justin Leroy Newman of Red Oak for theft in the fourth degree. Newman, who worked as an employee of Shopko, was accused of theft from the store, the value of which was greater than $200 but less than $500. His bond was set at $1,000. The state of Iowa is paying nearly $500,000 to settle a lawsuit filed after a boy in foster care was beaten with a brick and drowned. The birth mother of Dominic Elkins, who was originally from Atlantic, filed the lawsuit. Elkins had been placed with a foster family in Logan. Another foster kid in the home, who was 17 years old, killed the 5-year-old when the foster parents were not in the home. That teenager was charged and found not guilty by reason of insanity. Attorneys for the 5-year-old's mother argued state officials should not have placed the two boys in the same foster care home. Last fall, the state agreed to pay $300,000 from the Foster Home Insurance Fund. This week, the State Appeal Board approved another $175,000 payment from the state to settle the case out of court. On Monday, the legislature's Oversight Committee held a hearing to examine the state's child welfare system, including foster care. The Iowa Court of Appeals has reversed one conviction of a man in Taylor County case and upheld another conviction in the same case. The ruling was with regard to an appeal from Charles Hall of Chicago, who in July of 2015 was convicted of murder in the first degree and child endangerment causing serious injury. Authorities on May 22nd of 2015 responded to a 911 call for a child not breathing at a home in Bedford. Deputies found a 3-year-old girl, Janiah King, unresponsive. She was pronounced dead by the medical examiner. And court records indicated Janiah had severe burns on her face and right shoulder. The girl had been staying with Hall's girlfriend in Bedford. April Clare, the girlfriend, pled guilty to child endangerment resulting in bodily injury. She was charged because she had not sought medical help for the child when she first noticed the abuse. In an appeal of his convictions, Hall maintained the district court abused its discretion when it denied his motion for mistrial after one of the state's witnesses vomited outside the courtroom following a 911 call that was played for the jury. He also said there was insufficient evidence to support his conviction for child endangerment resulting in serious injury. After reviewing the record, the appeals court said they could not confirm the district court abused its discretion in denying Hall's motion for a mistrial. Therefore, they affirmed his conviction for murder in the first degree, but found there was insufficient evidence to support Hall's conviction for child endangerment causing serious injury. Therefore, ordered that conviction reversed. Because the jury necessarily found the state established all the elements of the lesser-included offense of child endangerment causing bodily injury and sufficient evidence to support the conviction, the appeals court instructed the district court to enter an amended judgment of conviction and to resentence Hall accordingly. In our funeral announcements, Norma Nelson, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Norma Nelson will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gary Bucher, age 83, of Benora, died Tuesday at the Greene County Medical Center in Jefferson. Funeral services for Gary Bucher will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Benora. Martha Ann Anastasi, age 83 of Harlan, died at March 31st at Murtu Medical Center. A memorial mass for Martha Anastasi will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jean Schechinger, age 90 of Portsmouth, died June the 3rd. A massive Christian burial for Jean Schechinger will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Jerry Herrick, age 75 of Wyota, died May 26th at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial luncheon for Jerry Herrick will be held Saturday from noon until 3 at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Christian Bloom, age 83 of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Christian Bloom will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Irene Ulrich, age 96 of Atlantic, died June the 3rd at CCMH. A celebration of life graveside service for Irene Ulrich will be held on July 1st at 2 p.m. at the South Lawn Memory Gardens Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Stephen Darling, age 64 of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. A private family memorial service will be held for Stephen Darling at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Alice Martinez, age 73 of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. No services are planned for Alice Martinez. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.